As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their 5-star technicians, you got a 3-man junk show this Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. It's where you find me on Twitter at CakesFlops on the Insta. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hello. John Paul Flame is out for the rest of the week, but Eric Bickle returns.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Hope
he's
you're
tired.
Doing well.
He's very tired.
Me? I got to sleep in a little bit. One day out
no,
of the
no,
four.
No, this guy.
Cakes is tired.
He's talking about the guy who was out at Capital One Arena for the site of Game 1, Caps Canadiens.
You were there.
I have a little business to tend to. Hold on. I have to go to now. What is the wins tracker? And I've got to tick that down from 16 to 15. So let's take care of that first.
All right.
Yeah.
We're doing a
one
big
down,
visual 15 here.
15 to go.
For Monumental.
Wrong one.
It went the wrong way, Cakes. You added one.
There we go.
All right. 15 wins to go.
Well, technical
it is
staff
a gauntlet,
through there.
And they're lucky.
Playoff hockey, boy.
They're lucky. I mean, it was a great goal, great setup. But I thought they were throwing that one away. That
well,
went from
I mean,
a just a joyous, just fun
this.
To watch game to a disaster in the making.
The first two periods of that game, it was just a complete masterclass by the Washington Capitals.
They were pounding the Canadians.
If you knew even a little bit about hockey, and you walked into that arena, and you had taken the sweaters off with the logos, and just put the Caps in red jerseys and the Montreal Canadiens in white jerseys, and you didn't know who was who. You knew who the better team was. You knew who the one seed was and who the wild card team was. It was clearly evident.
Correct.
But then the Caps just stopped doing what they had done for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they let them right back into the game.
Canadians kind of dominated the third period.
And I thought Logan Thompson was very good in his return, aside from the second goal that he gave up.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty egregious, where he was way out of position.
Did he get knocked over by one of the defensemen, or just
I don't think he got knocked over. From what I remember, and
there.
I saw a few of the replays, is that he just went out to the side of the
goal
mouth. Got
out there a little too far,
To defend the play, and then he just realized how far out to the right of the crease he was, and, at least one defender tried to block the shot. He threw his stick back towards it to try to keep it out of the net, but to no avail. So then, of course, we get to just one of the most nail-biting things ever, playoff hockey.
Overtime.
Overtime hockey.
Correct.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, this is a debacle.
This is a disaster.
In so many proportions.
And Cakes probably left his house at, I'm going to guess, 5?
I actually left earlier than that
because
I had to go pick up my son in college park.
All right, so 4:30-ish, call 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30. Went to College Park, picked up my son, made our way down.
Weren't you exhausted, like, even watching the game, or were you just high on adrenaline?
Pretty much high on adrenaline at that point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you're sitting there, and I was just I was sitting in the suite, which, by the way, I mean.
Oh, you got the suite.
Jim Van Stone. He went above and beyond. Now, he's taken great care of us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The suite that
Whose suite was it? Who were the primary people that were in there?
Now, the name on the outside of the suite, forgive me if I get this wrong. I think it was, Drab, you might be able to help me with this. Dex Imaging, D-E-X. I don't know what that is.
All right.
Anyway, I just happy to get tickets. Just happy to be in the building.
There was a bunch of people in there you didn't know.
Well, there were a couple of high profile people in there that I did know.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So
are those names you can broadcast? Or you want to write them down for us?
I mean, all right, go ahead. I don't see why I wouldn't be able to.
Go ahead.
So we're in the suite before the game starts, and this suite is behind, I think, the net the cap shot on twice. So it's in a perfect vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a triple wide suite. Like it's Ooh. Like all the suites are great at Capital One Arena. They're all nice. They're all nicely appointed. But you walk in and there's the first section of the suite. And then you look over and then I was like, okay, there's more seats over there. And then I was like, hold on, there's another fridge over there. I was like, oh, there's a big ice sculpture with a fancy seafood tower Ooh. Over in the second compartment. I walked over and explored a little bit more. There was a third chamber to the suite. The biggest suite I've ever been in in any sporting
I didn't know they had triple
venue
wives
ever.
Mm, okay? Wow.
So, yeah, we're exploring, just looking at all the offerings, the food, whatever. And then about 15 minutes after I walked in, like four Secret Service dudes walk in. I was like, I didn't see who they were, whose detail they were on until this guy walked in. Like a minute later, I was like, so somebody important is in this suite.
Hmm.
It was the FBI director.
Oh, wow.
Tash Patel. Like,
oh, yeah. He's a big fan.
He's a big hockey nerd because, like, he was in Long Island for the record breaker. I think he was at.
He traveled
he was
to several
at
games.
Capital One for the 893 and 894. Like, that dude loves him some hockey. So he was there. And also, big mega TV star. Dr. Oz.
Wow.
Nice, Gabe.
You had Dr. Oz and Patel.
And I was looking around. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
How did I gain access to this fancy?
Well, if you're going to put the real big dogs in, you put them in the triple wide.
Well, they were in the triple wide. But
so, what was your vantage point then when you were watching? Did you grab some seats?
Or? Yeah, I mean, there are three different sections of seated areas in front of, you know, like the eating and suite areas. So. I grabbed the back row with my wife and two of my kids, and we were sitting there on pins and needles, just watching time tick away. Like in the intermission, I was like, "Oh, there's 5 minutes left of the intermission after the third period," and I'm looking at the clock over on the far side of the arena, and it's like 10:15, and I'm just like, I'm just watching daylight burn. And I was like,
"You're counting well, what the if, sleep I was like, hours." What if the
guy, yeah, I'm totally doing that. I was like. What if this goes to double overtime? Like,
oh, yeah. You'd be there until 11:30.
If it had gone to like double overtime, I might have had to leave. One, I needed at least 2 or 3 hours of sleep. And our dog was at home. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like just by itself.
Right.
Which she's not used to, especially like at midnight. But luckily, we didn't have to wait for double overtime because our guy, our hero, the guy that wears number 8, came through and made more history last night.
Should be repeated because it's crazy that it has happened for being the NHL's all-time goal leader and all-time caps leader in playoffs. Alexander Ovechkin has never scored a playoff OT goal. Be a good time for it.
Really good time.
Back near side for Laine. Puck iced by Montreal. A breakout that fails out of their zone, and every time you get an offensive zone draw in sudden death overtime, heart rate gets up a little bit. Maybe you can find somebody a loose puck here, and Alex Ovechkin will come on for this.
Oh, that's right. Ovechkin will line up behind Dylan Strome, looking for that quick snapshot. He's done so many times over the years. Dylan can win this cleanly right back to Ovechkin.
Chychrun is there, too. As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity, and a shot here from Beauvillier. It's hit! They score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning, line. Good afternoon and good night, Montreal. Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal. Caps lead the series 1-0.
John Walton there with his signature call as Ovi gets the game winner in overtime. His first ever in his career.
First ever.
Like he said,
That's crazy. Hard
to believe that Ovi's been in the league for 20 years, has so many playoff appearances. I believe that was his 74th career playoff goal, and that's his first game winner. And luckily, it was at 17:34 of the overtime.
Right.
We didn't have to go through an interminable overtime or, God forbid, double overtime on the edge of our seats.
That was such a stunning stat that my wife couldn't stop talking about it last night in bed. She talked about it like as we went to bed, and then she, in the middle of the night, she said, I can't believe that was the first overtime goal in Ovi's career.
That sounds like foreplay to me, EB. Like, you're talking about Ovi in bed? I mean, I was
just trying to sleep.
Yeah.
I was just trying to sleep.
It was 11 o'clock.
Her mind was just blown by that.
My wife starts talking to me about Ovi in bed in the middle of the night.
It's time to get after it.
It might be go time.
Really?
I'll tell you what, Bevilier played awesome.
I like to call him Beauvilier because the middle part of his name is like very similar to mine.
Beauvilier.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's Bevilier.
And they acquired him at the trade deadline from Pittsburgh, right?
Correct.
He played really well. He scored the second one and then obviously had the assist there. He was really good. He's got 17 goals in postseason.
With Protas being out, they need that sort of performance from him, and he gave it.
So I was away for a few days and wasn't tracking the daily news of the Caps. When I saw Logan in there, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. I was a little
surprised? Was it well known that they were going to start him,
no,
or was that a secret?
No, because Carb said you got to wait till game time.
Carb was keeping it close to the vest.
I was shocked.
Now we had
Joe B on the show yesterday.
He thought it was Lindgren.
He said it was going to be Chucky. He was kind of surprised too. Yeah.
Now he kind of tipped his hand because usually the first guy off the ice, like on a the game day skate, that's your goalie for the day. And that was Logan Thompson. So some people thought, well, maybe he's
pulling the okey-doke,
messing with everybody by sending Thompson off first to make you think it's Thompson, and then you go with Lindgren. Went with Thompson.
You mean the first guy off the ice when?
Like after the the game day skate.
Yeah.
Pre-game skate.
2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, whenever they do it.
Okay.
The first goalie off the ice is generally the guy who's going to get the start.
Right.
And that was Logan Thompson. So that, you know, like
Carberry
stuck to that, and it paid off.
He was good.
He was very good. Outside. He had that brain fart in that one play where he got out of position.
Right.
And they paid for it. And that was, by the way, that was on a penalty, like one of the most bogus penalty calls that I've ever seen, where they called. They called a slash on, I think it was Luc Dubois. He got tripped. It was falling down to the ice, and his stick just, I don't think he meant to do it. His stick just got one of the Canadiens like on the leg, and they blew a whistle. It was one of the most absurd penalty calls I've ever seen, especially late in the third period. Like, it was it was a crazy call. The crowd, they wanted blood. You should have heard the boos that were raining down on the refs when they came back out on the ice after the intermission.
Well, I thought the officiating was dicey as a whole because they called, there was a couple non-calls. Mm-hmm. They didn't call a tripping on Carlson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a clear trip.
Right.
And Carlson got up and was like, what's up?
Right.
I mean, that was a clear trip. Didn't call that. And then dead clock, line change. You were talking about Canadians you dislike now.
Mm, yeah.
Josh Anderson, don't like him.
That's the guy?
He's the guy who pushed Willie on the ice.
Okay.
He pushed him down.
I saw that happen. It should have been
a two-minute minor.
I wasn't sure who it was, but yeah, that can be the guy that we hate going forward.
Yeah, I don't like him.
All right, so we'll continue to talk
about. Oh, the other guy I don't like, Newhook.
Newhook? Okay,
Alex Newhook and Josh Anderson don't like them.
I'm glad you're working up a lather for the Caps round one opponent.
I don't like their coach. Their coach was one that
you don't
was
like
always
Marty St. Louis.
He was always annoying.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Yeah.
All right, this is good. We're building some animosity for the Caps round one opponent. Caps get the win in game one. They're back on the ice again on Wednesday. If you were at the game or obviously watched the game, you're welcome to chime in.
Are we going to revive, get that Stanley? What are we doing?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see as we get further along.
What do you think, Valdez? Should we revive that? We need some sort of mantra or something.
No, because we got that Stanley. That was the whole thing.
That's true.
But now we want to get another one.
We can't rerun it, right?
We can't? Okay.
We need a remix, like get another Stanley.
Get another one.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
All right, 800-636-1067. If you're at the game and you want to talk about the big game one win, you're welcome to do that. 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. All of our Caps content is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America, check out acecomputers.com. Right now, I need to give a quick shout out to Adam from Buffalo, who I met in the suite last night. Now, he did something I generally frown upon. He called the Caps winning the game as the game was ongoing.
Mm.
And I thought he was a big old.
Did he really?
I thought he was a big old jinxing.
When did he call it?
I think the Caps are up 2-0 at this point. He's like,
well, you felt good.
He's like, the Caps are going to win. And I thought he was a big old jinxing cat. I told him never to do that again. He's messing with the cosmic juju, but he was a very nice guy. Mega P1. He was doing bits. He was asking if Jason was in bed already. I was like, dude, it's like 9:30. Of course, Jason's in bed.
Well, I have kind of a story there.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So I watched. Yeah, I was in bed, but I watched the entire regulation.
Okay.
Last night.
All right.
I was butt tired.
Sure.
And I recorded, in case I fell asleep, I recorded the entire game. And then he asked you if you want to do an extension. So I said, okay. Yeah, I'll do a 30-minute extension just in case it goes to OT.
Yeah, smart.
So I watched the regulation. I was like, OMG. I couldn't stay up for overtime.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
I'm impressed you were up that late.
I was butt tired.
I didn't think you'd be able to make it to the end of regulation.
My wife's watching her shows on her iPad.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you still doing up? I said, well, I mean, it's playoff hockey.
She's not pumped for round one? What do we
I mean,
need?
She was watching as well, okay, but she likes to watch her show.
Sure.
So I said, I'm done. I got to go to bed.
Right.
So I got up I didn't know what happened. So I did not see the OV goal live.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I got up at 3:15, put it on. The extension wasn't enough time because the freaking intermission between the third period and the overtime took like 20 minutes.
I know. It was long.
And so I didn't even see it on my recording. So I didn't even know until computer? I checked my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even see it.
That hurts.
I know. It was bitter. But I mean, I was happy that they won.
Well, thank God they pulled it off.
OV
but
delivered.
I was thinking about Cakes because Cakes was there, like we already talked about. He was there, let's call it 6:15-ish.
Yeah.
And the game probably didn't end until 10:30-ish.
10:30, yeah.
Right. So he didn't get home until 11:30. Then he had to take his dog out. He didn't get to sleep until midnight.
About midnight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you're on fumes.
If you think
he is on
if you think sleep from midnight until 4:20 after the stress of a round one, game one NHL playoff game, if you think that it's not still coursing through your veins while you're laying there in bed, and you're a crazy person. Fractured sleep.
Right, because all you're thinking about is when you got to get up.
Ooh. Speaking of which,
what?
I need to get one of these on ice. We're to the sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Yes, I do. Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Mike Marr, if you could put a sugar-free in Drab's freezer, I would be eternally grateful. Because that is going to help get me through the day.
Well, you're going to take a power nap other today.
I'm going to ask Drab for all of the tips on how to pull off like 2-hour plus midday nap. Because usually I keep it at about 45 minutes or an hour.
Why, do you set an alarm? Just don't set an alarm.
No, I don't set an alarm. It's just like my circadian rhythms are not so...
And that's probably all you need.
I need to talk to the master. Drab t-shirt.
You do a 2-hour one.
I'll consult.
It takes a little while.
2 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Let's go hour and a half.
Hour and a half would be good.
Because the temple needs recharge.
And then you can go to sleep at a normal time tonight, maybe even earlier than
correct.
Normal.
Well,
especially
correct.
If he does his two beers.
Are you going to the game again tomorrow night?
I would be remiss if I did not offer up that I was offered tickets by our good friend.
Same
JBS.
Suite?
I don't know about that, but he's like, you can have tickets to both games.
Oh, my God.
I'll just make this public declaration.
Can't do it.
I can't do two late nights in three nights. Like I just
right.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the offer, but two and three nights is just it's
well,
too
you
much.
You know, it's a shame. I wish I'd known that. But my kids, you know, come playoff time, they always start hitting me up for
sure.
tickets.
Of course.
And I said to them, I said, "Don't you understand? I just don't have the balls to just out of nowhere. Like I like to go to one or two games a year.
Yeah.
Whatever." And then, like, in the most important games, like, they want tickets, like, right before, you know, $8.95.
I understand. I get it.
They always do.
Yeah.
And I go, I just don't have the balls.
Well, I do, especially when our guy gave me the green light when I was out at
Capital One, two or three weeks ago,
and he was like, he said the magic words. I believe this is word for word. Hope to see you out here for the playoffs. And I said, you probably will. There's a good chance that you will.
Well, it sounds like they put you in, like, the overflow VIP area.
That's what it sounds like. Trust me.
That's what it sounds like.
I felt very out of place. I was like, who doesn't belong in this suite?
Well, it's fine, but it just shows you that they have like overflow area whenever they need.
They've got some inventory.
Yeah, to just throw people
and again,
in.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Just so well taken care of.
Right.
And a parking pass, which is always something that that is front and center.
Well, there's you know, the good news is it's every other day.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about it yet. We're only a couple days away from the draft.
Yeah, there's nothing going on this week.
I mean, Thursday night.
What a week.
It's a really good sports week.
I mean, one thing I did do, you know, while I was away is I'm still locking in on this draft trying to work up a lather. And thank God there's no conflict, at least for Thursday.
Yeah.
There will be, I guess, for Friday, but most of that.
Friday,
you know, not as big a deal.
But on Friday, do they do second and third round, and then Saturday they do 4, 5, 6, 7?
I think so.
And look,
I mean,
you get excited when a team has a first round pick, of course, but there's a little less. I'm glad there's a little less lather
because
they're not picking in the top five. They're not picking number two.
Yeah, but it's still super intriguing.
No, it's of course. I want to see who the team adds. I'm excited to see who that person is, but it doesn't carry the same weight as a top five pick.
No, for
sure.
You
get a top five pick, you just feel like we have a chance to draft the guy that turns everything around.
Unless they trade out at the last second.
That would be devastating.
What time does the draft start? 8?
I think it's 7. 7 or 8.
Friday night is going to be bigger locally NFL than for Caps.
You think?
They're going to trade down. Everyone knows they're going to trade out Thursday night. They're going to load. They're going to have multiple picks on Friday night.
Right.
You're going to be way more glued into that.
Oh, you actually don't think they're going to use their first round pick?
No.
Really?
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You have a shortage of draft picks. You're in a spot in the draft where multiple teams are going to want to get back in to get that player that at the end of the first round to get the extra contract year.
Mm-hmm.
You bring up an interesting point. 800-636-1067, Friday night. What gets your big screen? Is it the draft or Caps Canadiens game 3?
Hmm.
Which one are you looking at on your phone, and which one do you have on the big screen?
Well, you could on your computer.
Or your computer, yeah.
I think I might have the Caps on my big screen, but it doesn't mean that it's more. It's just you need to see that bigger. Like, I'll still be locked in on the draft.
Sure. But I think
whatever's
on the big screen
is more
important. Sorry, that is your priority because it is on the big
screen.
It's just
harder to watch hockey on, like, your little phone or your.
I think at most sports bars, if not every sports bar, the Caps game's going to be on the biggest
locally
screen.
I would think. All right, but I want to hear from the listeners, 800-636-1067. What gets the secondary screen?
Not if they have three picks. If they trade down so they don't pick on Thursday night, then they have an early second. They have 61 still, and then someone's going to have to give up something in the second or third round
that
pick.
Yeah, you're right, but there's just less knowledge, less, you know, when in the second and third round, people don't know the guys. You know what I mean? Like
not the
regular
fans. If you're a ball knower, you do.
Ball knower. That's the new phrase du jour.
Or if you're just interested in the team and you want to see what positions they're loading up
Listen,
on.
Listen, I'm going to be all locked in, but I'm not sure There's more.
Well, Caps are great.
Than a first
round. I'm not talking down on the Caps. This is the NFL draft,
right?
Guys. And this is the first.
I'm just saying.
This is the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah,
my eyes are going to be on the NFL draft. I'm sorry.
Understood.
Yeah, but you'll be watching.
Yeah, but
both.
I think I like it to be on the big screen. The hockey is just harder to follow. I can follow. I can on my lap the draft. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
No, I think the game will be on most of the big screens.
I think.
I mean, the draft will be on anywhere you go.
Yeah. But I also wonder.
I mean, unless you're not a hockey fan, then of course you're not going
to
watch it.
I also wonder if they're going to be able to pull off the trick. You know, I keep listening. I listened to a million podcasts these last few weeks as we're getting closer. And the whole talk is who's going to want to move up. Now, I guess it's because these quarterbacks that people aren't sure about, that they want to maybe draft late in the first round. There'll maybe be a team or two that might want to. You know, there's some talk that the Giants might want to trade back into the
first round. Yeah.
And to draft a quarterback.
I mean,
whoever
slides. What if Shador and Jackson Dart are still on the board at 29 and a team just gets desperate and go, all right, well, we got to take a stab here.
I mean, Adam Peters desperately wants at least one of the quarterbacks to fall.
He'll move out. Yeah. So I could definitely see that.
I'm pretty sure the last couple of years it hasn't been they're not moving up for quarterbacks.
Right.
They're moving up for wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe an edge guy, maybe a DB.
So
okay.
Yeah, I mean the quarterback class isn't great.
It's not, but there's still some teams that need them.
There's some desperate teams, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thankful that on Thursday night, will I be pissed if I wait up and then they trade? No, I don't think so because
then you'll get to see what the haul is.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll see who's available.
I'll be locked in either way.
Right.
You'll see who's available to go early second.
I'm telling you, I'm locking in on the BC kid. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Donovan Ezeraku.
He's the one I'm kind of locking in on just because the 16.5 sacks is just tantalizing.
Yeah, he's a little undersized at 250, but look, if he can get to the passer and sack him a dozen times, you're not going to care that he's only 250 pounds.
Right.
Try to add some weight when he gets to the pros.
Right. But anyway, this is a big week, and thank God the Caps pulled that off to not just dig a 0-1 hole at home.
Home teams last night.
Depressing.
Home teams 4-0. Home teams 4-0 last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I believe I'd have to do the math here because home teams were 3-0 on Sunday, and I think they were 1-1 on Thursday.
Birdie told me that somebody in this room went 3-0 on hockey picks last night.
I did, yeah.
That's what I heard.
I did, my friend.
That's what I was told.
Well, I took the Canadians for the series.
Okay.
So I'm hedging that. It's an emotional hedge play there. But I did.
That was just a few shekels, right? That wasn't a lot.
I mean, it's not a ton.
Because I desperately am rooting for you to lose that
bet. I know you are. So am I.
Good.
I didn't put like 500 on it.
Right.
Put, $100 on it. So it would pay me like 220.
You know what else?
I took the Jets. I took the Stars.
Yep.
And I took the Kings, although the Kings almost blew a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
The Oilers came back, and I don't know if they tied it or took the – well, they definitely tied it, but I think they took the lead, and then the Kings scored like 40 seconds left, and they ended up winning it.
Something else I noticed at the arena last night, this pleased me greatly. Very few Montreal fans in the crowd. Now, they might have been able to blend in a little bit because they have almost the same color palette as the Capitals, red, white, and blue. I didn't see a lot of Patrick Waugh jerseys. I didn't see a lot of Suzuki jerseys. Pleased me. I was happy to see that.
Oh, you figure it's a pain in the ass to fly out. I mean, I guess you think there'd be something local.
I mean, that team has a huge fan base.
Okay.
Everyone stayed. No one left.
Nobody left their seats.
Right. What was it like getting out of the city at 11:30?
Actually, wasn't bad.
They're pretty good at holding people out.
They've gotten the system down.
They got it down.
Because I was lucky enough to park on site. Like, they want that building clear.
Right.
Like they're blocking off the streets. They're just letting you zoom out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They kind of block off the pedestrians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if there's a way you could do that like from FedEx?
I don't know. Somebody send Josh Harris a memo.
Yeah. Just do whatever they're doing.
You know what? I'll never know.
You just won't know.
I will never know.
How are you going to know?
Nope. I won't. Home teams undefeated last night in Stanley Cup playoff. Tonight, you've got four more games. Devils, Canes. Canes are up 1-0 there. Ottawa, Toronto. Toronto's up 1-0. Panthers, Lightning. I think that's game one of that series. And then Wild, Golden Knights, that's game two. And the Golden Knights are up 1-0 there. So it's all about hockey. Of course, got NBA playoffs. Orioles, Nats start tonight. I'm not sure what the pitching match. I think Mitchell Parker's pitching for the Nats. Who's pitching for Baltimore? Do you know?
Dean Kramer.
Ooh, Kramer. ERA has got to be close to 7.
By the way, this is a big Nats weekend for your boy, because my guys, Vinny and Joe, are coming Friday night, and we're going Saturday.
Ah, very good.
It'll be all day Saturday.
Oh, because they're playing,
out
the Mets?
Yep.
EB, we'll probably,
Mets
be
are
ready
hot.
For some day drinking on Saturday.
Saturday for sure.
Mets have the best pitching in baseball right now. They've won 5 straight. Mm. They're on fire. I think they're 16-7. Best team ERA, 2.45.
We'll probably
even better than the Dodgers.
We'll probably hit Cirque, and then we'll hit the bullpen, and then we'll be over there behind
the
plate.
Doing a Navy yard
tour. What was the
tour.
First place you're going to?
Cirque, whatever it is.
No, Cirque.
Okay,
not Cirque or Cirque.
Cirque. Cirque.
Don't worry, they're only a sponsor, but yeah. No big deal. No, that'll be fun, though.
Yeah, I know. Looking forward to it.
That'll be fun. And I think although they're saying the weather is a little dicey on Saturday.
Rainy on Saturday.
It's supposed to be a little rainy.
You have your big boy drinking pants ready?
I'll be ready.
Okay, good.
I'll abstain for like the full week.
You may have to.
Leading up to it. Yeah. What a week. Caps hockey.
Yep.
NFL draft. Nats Mets on Saturday.
It's pretty good.
A lot going on, man.
Pretty good triple header. All right, coming up later on the show, I don't think we've mentioned the guest lineup yet today. I'm going to do that now. Alan May, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. He's going to join us coming up at 8:20. And we'll talk more NFL draft with Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports NFL writer. He'll be on the show at 9 o'clock right here on the Junks. So EB's back after being out on Friday and Monday. I'm wondering if he knows that one Shaquille O'Neal has stolen his patented bit.
I mean, I see it on the outline. I didn't see it live.
All right, so Shaq had to leave the Inside the NBA show during a live segment.
Frankly, I'm shocked it doesn't happen more often.
All right, we have the audio. Here's Shaq on Inside the NBA.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catching a crap?
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After
40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless,
he's got no something. After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. No. Hey, listen, he was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
You know what?
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
I did not like his gait as he left. That was not a typical walk right there.
Hey, he's been drinking. He says... He read somewhere if you drink a shot of olive oil.
I saw them doing that the other day in the makeup room.
They've been doing it. They've been doing it. They're going to do it. You have to do it for 2 weeks.
You're going to miss a lot of airtime then.
Hey, listen. I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
That's another issue.
Hey, somebody go get some lighters.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, let's
you can't it. Even. You can't
how
even
do we
it.
Say,
how long was he out?
I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Probably came back after commercial.
Yeah,
but
probably.
It's so funny. I'm literally doing the same thing. I'm doing a teaspoon of olive oil after every meal.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the supposed health benefits?
Supposed to totally like,
clean you out.
Detox you, lowers your glucose levels. Mm. It's supposed to be the superfood of superfoods. In fact, I bought one just to carry around in my bag.
Nuh-uh.
I didn't stuff it in my bag. I didn't stuff it in my bag,
hold
but I bought
like
one yesterday.
A little bottle of it?
Well, a pretty good sized bottle. Bigger than this.
Well, olive oil is also expensive. That's an expensive habit,
too. Yeah, I got
too.
A cheap one. You know, like
yeah, but even cheap
bucks,
olive
bucks.
Oil is kind of expensive.
I mean, whatever. It's worth it.
I'm sure it's worth it. I try to get my olive oil at Costco.
Got to be extra virgin.
Yeah,
gotta be Evo.
They sell that at at Costco.
So who put you onto this?
It's just something I saw.
Well, I mean, a fad. Like how did it come about?
Online.
Just see it like I see all the
things. Well, I know, but you see things all the time. Did someone didn't tell you like
Did your doctor tell you that too?
Or Vinny and Joe? Those guys sweat olive oil.
We'll be doing more than olive oil shots on Saturday.
No, but it's funny you say that because they always say they have good olive oil. No.
You know, Italians, we got that market corner.
I get a lot of the health stuff on my phone. And so I do like the turmeric and cayenne pepper and all those lemon drinks. My wife and I, we do those. I don't know. And then I just keep seeing more and more good stuff about olive oil. So I don't know.
Well, you and
Shaq
love it.
I saw something recently, and you know what? You know who I saw it from? It's that guy, the biohacker guy, that Brian Johnson guy that claims, you know, he's trying to cheat death.
Yeah.
The only Brian Johnson I know, he is cheating death, sings for AC/DC. The other one works for the Commanders, too. A lot of Brian Johnsons out
there. Well, this is that biohacker guy that like spends $1 million or $2 million a year to try to stay, you know, as young as he can. He's probably like 50, and he claims he has like the biological age of like a 30-year-old or something.
What would Brian Johnson say about your alcohol consumption?
Well, he doesn't. He thinks that's one of the worst things you could do.
He'd
say,
"Have a drink on me" by AC/DC. It's silly.
Well, you got to pick. I'm not going to be the cleanest liver in history, but it is something you can do. I think I'm trying to cut down on my sugar, to be honest with you.
It's funny.
You know,
you should get Vinny and Joe to get you some of that off the truck olive oil.
They always say they have it off the truck.
Hey, if they have the truck olive oil, how about you spread the wealth?
Huh? You want some?
Sure.
I mean, the thing is, I know it sounds gross because I was trying to tell some friends about it this weekend. And I actually do have another friend that's kind of health conscious-y, and he's always doing like 36 or like 3-day fasts or like 30 days of only vegetables. And, you know, like he's always doing... You know, wacky stuff. He's always doing stuff to try to be, you know, healthier.
Sure. Right.
And I think he's also an olive oil proponent.
He's an enthusiast.
If you put a little bit in a spoon, have you ever done it before and just have a spoonful of it? It's not bad. It's not like it's...
I've never done that.
I'm not sure it's fine.
I mean, I put it on a lot of food, but I've never just taken it.
It doesn't upset your tummy or anything.
You're not dipping a silly baguette in there?
Oh, it's so good.
Well, I'm not averse to that either.
You go to an Italian restaurant, the olive oil, some cheese, and some spices in there.
Yeah.
Now, that's not going to help you lose weight or live
it's
better,
not necessarily,
but it's good.
A nice focaccia.
Oh.
I don't know that it helps you lose weight, but...
Yeah.
The big thing I liked is that that biohacker dude said it lowers your glucose by like 60 or 70% like right away.
Then what's that do, lowering your glucose?
Well, I just don't want to get – I feel like I'm on a bullet train of diabetes with all the sugar I eat. I'm just trying to –
Just trying to reduce it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to lower that.
Right.
I've never had a test that said mine was high, but it's got
to
be.
Well, hold on. All right, hold on. Is it to lower glucose or for helping duty?
See, I don't know the duty part. I haven't had
it. Maybe that's a side benefit.
He doesn't have that issue.
They went on a whole tangent about that made Shaq duty. I haven't experienced that. That makes you
I had never heard that.
To the toilet. Although my wife did postulate. She said, do you think it's just going to make everything just like, you know what I mean?
It's going to like coat everything and make it
everything
easier.
Just kind of like shoot out like easier.
Well, that olive oil is slick.
And I was like, I don't think the body works that way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't think it's like going to be like a water slide now for your duty. But, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they were kind of speculating, like Kenny Smith and those guys. I don't know what they were talking
about. Isn't that why some people take mineral oil?
I don't know.
Is that the same thing as MCT oil?
I don't know. I know people take mineral oil if you're constipated.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what mineral oil is. Where do you even get mineral oil?
Could you imagine,
like CBS?
Could you imagine being a producer or one of the other hosts, and you're sitting in the stall, and then you look over, and Shaq's size 22s or whatever, however big his feet are, Shaq sits down next to you to do damage. You just want to get out of there as quickly as you can.
Poor toilet.
I mean, I'm fearful when I see Chepe in this bathroom, and he's a third of the size of Shaq.
Right.
Chepe's the size of what Shaq produces.
You're probably right.
Daily doses, this is just from Healthline, whatever that is. Daily doses of olive oil were effective in improving most constipation symptoms.
If you're constipated.
It says constipation, but maybe it just helps, you know, you get you back on the reg.
Right.
The biohacker guy said it was the superfood of superfoods, something like that. So whatever.
What happened? Weren't you eating seaweed for a long time?
I like that. That's a good snack.
You go through fads.
Seaweed is fine, but like you have to eat literally 100 sheets to feel satiated.
I mean, it's not a coincidence that when I was at my skinniest, that was my snack, was seaweed. Yeah, I would go to Costco and get like a 12 pack of those. You know, just come in here and eat 100 sheets of them or whatever.
And there's nothing thinner in the world than a little sheet of seaweed.
It's a little salty treat.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Cakes, you were speculating earlier about why you didn't see more Montreal fans.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just blending in. You didn't see a lot of Patrick Roy, the one
jersey that I saw in the crowd while I was watching the game was a Patrick Roy red Canadiens jersey.
It's spelled ROY, but you say Patrick Roy.
Yes, because they're French, so they're fancy up there in Montreal.
Tony Manassas, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
That whole thing with Patrick Roy, not seeing a lot of their jerseys with the Montreal faithful. Back in 1995, December 95, he started the game against an original six, the Detroit Red Wings, and he got shelled for 9 goals in the second, through the second period. And he finally got pulled, and when he got pulled, he walked over to the bench and told the president of the Montreal Canadiens, "I'll never play another game for you." And they traded him.
Oh, wow.
And he went to Colorado and won a Stanley Cup.
Why was he pissed off at the president or at the team?
Oh, because you don't leave a goaltender in for 9 getting shelled like that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's embarrassing. He felt it was humiliating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why they did that.
100%.
Yeah, I
don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know that every Montreal fan hates Patrick Roy. I was unaware.
Well, what jerseys would you see then if you don't see a Roy?
Famous Canadian.
I mean, probably a current guy like Suzuki or Caulfield or somebody like that.
Right.
You could go really old school and do... I might be in deep here. Rocket Richard, did he play for the Canadiens? I think he did.
I think so.
I mean, there are a ton of legendary players. So I just thought that was kind of wild last night. Don't forget, coming up at 8:20, we'll get back into the Capitals with Alan May, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network, and we'll talk NFL draft with our pal Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.